2 years. I still don't have an all right to start the show. Anyways, fucking welcome to the wine cellar, people. it's Wednesday, of course, so you know what that means. And this week we've been kind of experimenting with program format. So we're doing one story, right? So we're going to do what, like a long form on like Monday and Friday or something, and then
on Sunday.
Yeah. And then the rest of is going to be like shorter episodes, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, depending how much we tangent, and just doing one story. But it's Wednesday, so you already know what kind of story that's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You kept trying to set me up. What? I wasn't paying attention.
What?
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Nice. So just a couple headlines today. A white supremacist named Russell Courtier has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for running down 19-year-old Larnell Bruce with his car in a hate crime. Right? That's, you know.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of surprised that he got life in prison.
Yeah.
Actually.
Especially considering one of the headlines from yesterday, just all the shit, everything. Yeah, it is weird when they actually go to prison.
Yeah. And then some woman was obsessed with Columbine and, like, threatening to do, like, some mass shooting because it's, like, an anniversary of it. Apparently, I haven't got all the details of what happened yet, but she's dead. So either suicide or police shot her in some sort of standoff, I'm presuming. Because just based on the picture, that's what happened. Carl's Jr., which in the Midwest I think is known as Hardee's, is testing out a burger that has cannabis in it.
That's goofy. That is to cater to reefer dorks.
Yeah.
That are just like, hey, dude, I'm so high smoking weed, man. I got the munchies. Like, right. That's so cool. Like, when I used to toke reefer, if I was doing my activities, I toke my reefer and then mow the lawn, or toke my reefer and then go jog, average 6 miles was I was very comfortable with. Or if I'm in my relax mode, I like to eat first, then toke. It feels good to get the relaxing chemicals in your body while you got a full belly.
Hmm.
You know, I don't like eating afterward. It's just dorky.
Yeah. And then what the fuck is his last name?
It's Buttigieg.
Whatever. Pete Buttmunch, whatever the fuck his name is.
I don't like him.
I don't like him. I don't like him because everyone's fawning over him because he's gay, and they're like, oh, we're so progressive. We're like the gay guy. And it's like, but he fucking supports gentrification. He has shitty policies. He's fucking corporate. Like, it's the same fucking bullshit. It's just gay. Literally gay. That's the only difference. So no, fuck that guy. However, I do have to say I was amused. He had an event today, and some protesters were outside of it. Someone was dressed up like the devil, someone was dressed up like Jesus, and someone was dressed up like him. And the guy dressed up like him was whipping Jesus, and the devil was saying, like, yeah. It was some sort of weird anti-gay protest. I don't fucking know. Westboro has gone downhill since What's-His-Face died. I don't fucking know.
Fred Phelps.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that's about it for headlines.
Oh, so then,
yeah.
What? So then we know what's really going on. This is going to irritate the shit out of the YouTube heads. But we got to get down to what's really going down.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I'm gonna keep it too real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. It's you walked up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? Huh? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar.
Huh.
Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
Nigga, hand me a glass. This too shall come to pass. When white on white crime gets up in your ass, it's that white on white crime bringing that time. Whether it's in New York or Columbine. They shot up the high school 20 years ago. That's because they feared the flow. And then Bill Clinton said, it's Eminem. He said the kids are acting too feminine. It was cool to be homophobic back then. Well, it's still cool today with Republicans. But that's all right, because you got your man Buttigieg. And he might have to be the one running through the Fed. But I don't think he'll even get enough votes. Electoral college? Hell nah, that's a joke. So I guess it'll be 4 more years of Trump if you don't let Bernie Sanders bring the funk. All right?
Yes.
Indeed, player.
I support gays, even though I myself am not actually gay.
Yes.
Oh, man.
He came, Otis. Your words made him come.
If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
Condoms.
Yeah, that's a program off of the old Netflix arena there. It's called Sex Ed. And it's a, you know what? It's all right programming. You might want to check it out sometime in your life. Phoenix Collider has the story of the evening.
Yes.
And then I got to get, oh, folks, proletariat achievement unlocked. I was left alone. Typically, I do preventative maintenance with people that are actually in the fucking maintenance department. And that has, like, professional mechanics, machinists, an electrician. Today, the maintenance department was extra busy because the factory has a big deal with the Kellogg company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do a lot of uptalk, and no one ever critiques me for it. I don't know why. But they, yeah, we got a big deal with the Kellogg company. And fucking, so maintenance is real busy with those new machines and those new production lines.
Yeah.
So I'm left alone to do the preventative maintenance deal, which means I had to do the electrical boards myself. I'm not an electrician. I'm not a rapper.
Stop rapping at me.
It was the wrong number.
Oh, God. One headline I did forget to mention. Time has put out its list of most influential people. Both Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh are on the list. Both sides or something. I don't know.
That is just aggressively going for the click. That's just, I don't give a fuck. I want the click. That is a, yeah, that was a pure profit motive pick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, I saw the headline.
No, you didn't.
I did. And I was like, this shit got to fucking be Florida.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Oh, shit, I was right.
It's northern Wisconsin, because the further north you go, the farther south you get.
Yeah, it's a blend. It's not like it's southern Canada, or it's A, it's the northern America. Who brought it up there? All right.
Who brought it up there? And sadly, I've actually been in this town.
Right.
Yes.
Back when you were a fucking butter biscuit eating coon.
Yes. I actually did get called a butter biscuit eating coon today, actually. Well, actually. Again, by those fucking ADOS niggas. Them niggas is goofy.
Oh, fuck. I did a well, actually, on one of our recent episodes, like, unironically, because I was playing the archives at work.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, them Tariq niggas.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Whether you were arguing with them about,
They're still all up in Talib Kweli's mentions, and they keep resurrecting old threads, so I, like, periodically get, like, notifications for some shit from, like, a couple weeks ago. And it's, like, the same shit as always. They're on the whole, you know, no, immigrants are driving down our wages. I'm like, least amount of immigrants over the last decade, no federal minimum wage increase. Explain your fucking self.
Ooh, when the phone is ringing, that might be a poll.
Oh, God. Y'all, I hope to God this is not a fucking poll. Because let me tell you what this Negro does, okay? He gets on the phone with these fucking pollsters and pretends to be a right-winger. So now we have fucking right-wing propaganda coming to our house. And they think they hit, like, the gold mine with some fucking black conservatives. It's fucking ridiculous. We actually had, for the city council race that just happened out here, they actually sent us a thing. But, like, It was like Make America Great Again, but it had our town's name in it, and it was like everybody who was a conservative Republican who was running. Although I guess like hindsight 2020, it was kind of helpful because then I knew who not to vote for. But yeah, he fucking does that because he has weird ass hobbies.
It was fucking salesperson. I have a roofing company. We can come down and do some roofing on your roof. I said, find the homeowner and contact him. We rent, nigga. Fuck off it. Shit.
Yeah. So anyways, Wisconsin.
Yeah?
Eau Claire.
This story's going to be cheesy, isn't it?
Wow. That's funny. Wow.
Shout out to BG Knockout. I said that like I fucking know him. I don't know him.
So Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Yeah, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I don't think anyone knows how to say it right because it's a fucking French word.
Is it chocolate eclair, Wisconsin?
No. Eau Claire, I'm pretty sure. So it's like, I've been up there with the adopted family. By the time all the kids were out of the house, the money wasn't quite so tight in high school. They would go snowmobiling, and this is one of the places in northern Wisconsin where they would go to for snowmobiling.
On your microphone.
So, you say lean on my microphone?
Get closer to your microphone.
That's right. Again, can touch it. I'm already close to it.
Yeah, because your decibels are up and down wildly.
What?
Yes.
All right. So, I've been there. It's everything you might expect. It's, typical small town bullshit and very, very, very white. So a mother and her son,
yeah,
are in custody.
Nah.
After causing a ruckus at Walmart Wednesday night.
Oh man.
It's a Walmart story. You know it's gonna be good.
I gotta gather my fellow proletariat. Then you know what? Walmart, someone going to Walmart is not good. Someone going to Walmart could be petty bourgeois and they just, yes. Walmart's everywhere. It's just convenient to get to.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they put everybody else out of business.
Another fact-based truth.
Police added that their dog chipped in too.
No. The dog chipped. Why chipped in? Who wrote this? And what's this outlet?
This is WAFB.com and this was written by Jordan Smith.
WAFB. So this is a Wisconsin outlet.
Yes, a local outlet.
I want to know if this cat is like from Wisconsin and that's why they're writing this like that. Would it just like, ruckus and the pup chipped in.
And the pup chipped in. Excuse me. The Eau Claire Police Department identified 46-year-old Lisa Smith and her 25-year-old son Benny Van as suspects. Investigators said that the dog is named Bo. So we have Lisa, Benny, and Bo.
Bo.
I like
this.
Lisa, Benny, Bo. Right. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that fucking, what was that? Banana, Fana, Fofana? Like, yeah. Lisa, Benny, Bo. All right.
Oh, wait. Banana, Fana, Fofana? You know Mohana, the dancer?
Yes. Ah! Who, by the way, gave us the story, so shout out.
Oh, say word.
Yes. All right. So, responding officers said they found Smith yelling in the doorway, trying to summon Bo. Smith allegedly brought Bo in the store without a leash.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
So he ditched his owner and started running up to unsuspecting customers.
Oh, fuck no.
Right? Like, I don't think they have said what, like, breed Bo is, but I hope to God he's, like, a little fucking, like, Cocker Spaniel or a fucking Chihuahua or something and not, like, a big dog, because that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, people have no idea. I would have tore that Walmart the fuck up. I am so fucking scared of dogs. I would have been knocking shit the fuck over to get it in between me and the dog.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You wouldn't have had to, because somebody else was knocking things over.
Outstanding. Oh, no. Was it them?
Yes.
Oh, wait. To get to their dog or just...
No.
Oh, just that was a side project.
All right. While Bo was playing with customers, Smith began tearing apart store displays.
No. You can't just go. You can't just say that sentence. You have to deal with the sentence. That's what the wine.
Which one? Bo was playing with customers?
Yeah. You don't just run through that just like that's normal. That's not normal shit. That's no way to behave.
Exactly, nigga.
Was playing with customers.
Yes.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Bo was playing with customers. While Bo was playing with customers, Smith began tearing apart store displays and placing pieces of them in her shopping cart.
Wait, no, that's... Did the shit even have barcodes on it?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Fuck,
I don't know anything. I don't understand anything happening in this fucking story. Walmart staff asked her to leave, and she complied. But then...
Come on, man. Why?
Then...
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
She moved into the parking lot and began performing karate moves.
So everybody was kung fu fighting.
Their moves were fast as lightning. Bo, on the other hand, had not yet been brought to heel.
Oh, fuck. That's not the real words.
I swear to God it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bo, on the other hand, had not yet been brought to heel. By the time anyone found him, he was on his way out of the store carrying a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix in his mouth. Yeah, that's, I don't know. That's a weird grab for a dog, right?
That's mad specific, too. I picked up the cat for a second and I already have cat hair behind my glasses on my eyelash.
Oof.
Huh.
Yeah, so Bo was leaving the store with Jiffy cornbread muffin mix. Police arrested Smith, but not without a fight.
Oh, fuck.
She allegedly kicked out a patrol car window when they finally got her into custody. She took her karate move for serious.
Yo, that takes a fucking strong thigh to be able to cock back and hit with that much force.
And the weird thing is she looks elder and frail, but whatever.
Elder?
Yes.
Nah, she's tough. She's tough. That is what I call a grizzled white woman.
She is grizzled. Yeah, she is grizzled.
Like white women that done seen it all, been through it all, done it all, right? Had the same job since they were 7 years old.
Right.
Smoked all the cigarettes. Like, there are literally, oh, there are no more cigarettes. The shit we're smoking is just like fucking broken down the spinach leaves or some shit. Dyed brown. Like, the grizzled white women smoked all the cigarettes, mm-hmm. worked all the jobs, and dealt with all the patriarchy. And that is the type of, like, as far as a grizzled white woman goes, that's the type of tone and vocal inflection that Hillary Clinton has mastered.
Yes.
When Hillary Clinton's a fucking poser.
Yes. So she kicked out a patrol window when they finally got her into custody. But wait, there's more.
No.
Bo's running around the park. Now, mind you, at this point, police are arresting her. She's kicking out windows and throwing punches. Bo's running around carrying boxes of cornbread for some reason.
And playing.
But remember, there were three people at the beginning of the story.
Ah, fuck. What were the other people doing?
Her son was with her and Bo.
And so Lil Money Loke was just in the video game area. Playing the sample games.
Well, he's 25, so probably not.
Actually, maybe.
He's 25. But while this is going on, Van, that's his last name. His first name was, let me scroll up, Benny. Benny.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Benny.
Benny was running amok inside the store.
This is some adorable language with this fucking journalist, man.
He allegedly took off all his clothes in the rear of the Walmart and exposed himself to everyone around him. Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? Cis identity extremist.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Fortunately for other shoppers, he eventually tried to cover himself by putting on clothes from the rack.
No! No, no, no. See, he's acting like a fucking white man, see? Because apparently to him, the whole store is the changing room. And he doesn't understand why you're in there.
Right.
I mean, Jesus was a white man, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they have fucking, $600 million for that fucking church that burned down.
And it didn't even burn down, right?
It didn't.
Like,
it's still there.
It just caught a little flame on the roof. Like, shut the fuck up, white people, with your ugly shit. All right? No, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm fucking bringing it. I don't like this shit, man. All right? Excuse me, people, uh-huh. folks.
Uh-huh.
That building was ugly. And it was a Catholic church, right?
Yes.
Quit crying about your fucking pedophile funhouse that burned a little bit, and it was fucking hideous, right? It was just a building of abuse, and a lot of your shit is... Oh, what do they have? The Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
A lot of also your shit...
in the same country.
Ugly. Where is that? What country is this?
France.
France ain't that popping. I've been hearing that shit since I was a child, and the thing is, you damn near fall for it, but, like, if you have a mother like Charlotte, and then you start getting into rappers like Dead Prez, and you read and you think about shit, you're like, wait a second, let me look at that without the opinion of white people on TV. Mm-hmm. Fuck off, France. That shit ain't dope. That shit doesn't look good. Right? Fuck a Statue of David.
Yeah.
Statue of David, that shit ain't popping. That's fucking crafty scraps.
Well, I think that everyone who has said so far that basically France should just use the money that they stole from Haiti and everywhere else that was a colony. Because remember, France had slaves in Haiti. They colonized Haiti. They've colonized places in Africa. And every time they leave, they make you pay them reparations for leaving. They could just use their fucking reparations money.
Yeah, AFOS. Fuck these. What's their other ugly shit, right? Like,
France specifically or in Europe?
Europe, what?
There's a bunch of fucking churches like Notre Dame out there.
Rome with the Colosseums?
Yeah, Colosseum.
Those things are the shit.
Greek temples that are left.
Not popping. Where's your pyramids? Where's your pyramids, white people?
A bunch more churches.
Nah, and they're talking about shit that these niggas made, what, 800 years ago? How old are pyramids?
Thousands.
And pyramids that are what? Like down where them Aztec niggas was?
Yeah.
Those weren't white people. Mm. Over there in Egypt, with Michael Jackson being the only person to tell an Egyptian story with black people. Jamal, get out of that closet. Yelling at the cat. Yeah, like, where is your really dope shit? Nothing. You got nothing hot. Like, I'd rather look at some shit that some kid sprayed graffiti on a subway train. Which they did under the gun. They had to do that shit in a short amount of time before the cops came, before somebody that worked for the train company, some engineer came by, or before the train had to get back en route. And you see those fucking murals they put up? Mm-hmm. Way better than your shit. You fucking Nina and your Painter and your Santa Maria. Shit sucks. Okay. Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Naked white man.
Naked white man in Walmart. The dog's running around with corn muffin mix, and mom is doing karate moves and kicking out police car windows.
Okay. Kung Fu Becky. Whatever. Kung Fu Karen, I guess.
Kung Fu Karen.
Yeah.
So, police said... Oh, hold on. Let me start this paragraph over. Fortunately for customers, he tried to cover himself by putting on clothes that were on the racks. Even so, police said he didn't try to purchase them, so that is still a crime. So, theft. Yeah? Yeah. Officers approached and commanded him to end the madness, but he refused.
I want to know if that's a verbatim quote, or again, is that just this journalist is just that fucking folksy?
I think he's just that folksy, man. So they demanded he end the madness, but he refused. Authorities say he even used a scooter in an attempt to run over an officer.
Wait, a scooter and a tent?
Attempt to run over an officer.
Oh, wait. Was he outdoors by now?
No, he was inside.
Where the fuck did he get a scooter?
Probably from the front where the carts are.
Oh, fuck. He took one of those?
I would assume so.
Jesus fucking Christ. But they don't go fast enough.
And that's how police were able to manually stop it.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. This is like on the level, like, of the fucking story about the guy with the booby traps.
It is.
Like, this is about there, or the one that broke into the house and drank the wine and defecated in their yard.
Yeah.
Or the guy that was knocking on people's doors and punching them.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Or the one where it was, the dog sitter had, like, dudes over to film porn. And the person came home from vacation, like, and there were just naked dudes in his house.
Just naked people. Forget naked people on your stuff. Naked strangers near your stuff. Get your uncovered flesh and orifices away from my earthly possessions. I can't take them with me when I die, but I don't want your juices and mist in the air floating around them now.
Yeah, okay. You have some feelings about strangers coming and filming porn in the house, I see.
Jesus Christ. They didn't even pay the rent. You're paying them. You paid the dog sitter.
Yes. And that was the hilarious thing, because the dog sitter was in the shower, so the first person you saw wasn't even the dog sitter. It was the two dudes.
You know, at some point, it's like, you know what? However much you got filmed, pack that up, and we need to sign a contract. I get 50% of the sales.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That. Now, I didn't know I was renting a studio.
So, Van, what the fuck was his name? What's his first name? Benny?
Benny.
Benny Van faces charges for lewd behavior, disorderly conduct, and retail theft. His mom, what the fuck was her name?
Oh, gee, Kung Fu Karen.
Kung Fu Karen.
Which, that's what I'm calling this episode, Kung Fu Karen and her naked son in Walmart. I'm calling it that.
Lisa Smith has been charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and bail jumping.
Whoa, so that's like post.
She already jumped bail, I guess, so.
I don't know. Wait, so did she have a warrant out?
Yes.
God damn, white women with warrants. Which is a great Netflix series if someone can get that produced.
Shit. Bo, however, was not charged, but police jokingly said they issued him a warning for theft.
The dog? Wait.
The dog.
Were there three people?
Two people and a dog.
Okay, well, I was like, fuck, man, this story's
three
gonna
mammals.
Keep... Like, I can't handle any more shtick. Like, yeah. My chest hurts.
Three mammals.
I want to eat my fucking chili tacos. And fucking sit down and shake this fucking story off of me. All right, folks. Hopefully, this gets some extra clicks because it's. I'm gonna give it a funny title, and if you checked out the Wine Cellar for the first time, folks, this we're like over 800 episodes in. We got deep archives.
Yes.
If you go past 2016, you're gonna go past the high definition audio. Into the old audio days, which was like 14,000 megahertz, something like that, low definition audio, and we do have a tip jar we pass around, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, and we have folks that we're gonna work on our system of reaching Patreon subscribers, of which three new ones did sign up, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, and this is the kind of shit. If you click this for the first time, there's going to be more shit. This little queer little high yellow freckled up colored woman is Phoenix Kalita. She is actually on the board of SWAP. She is the director of communications, and she has a director of communications for the Board of SWAP podcast. You go on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, type in Phoenix Kalita. Shit that she was featured on will come up, but you should be able to find her show. Subscribe to it. New episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Yes. Patreon subscribers get them early. All right, and we're the fucking Wine Cellar. Uppity Negroes with no cotton to pick.
Indeed, that was an episode title once.
That was the first one we did together when you were official. When it was like you're not a guest anymore. Before, Phoenix Kalita was just coming on as a reoccurring guest, like Raymond Loco and other locos. But then Phoenix Kalita just became permanent, and then somehow that turned into holy matrimony, whatever. Fucking. And now we're making a garden in our yard.
Yeah. And we have a bird feeder.
A fucking bird feeder that we're going to do modifications to because we have tools and shit.
Yes.
Like, we're literally going to fucking add a new room to our bird feeder. That's how the proletariat pretends to be rich.
I made it hold regular birdseed and suet.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. So yeah, that's us. And check it out. It's fucking funky fresh. All right.
Is it hop skippity fresh too?
It is hop skippity fresh. And Phoenix Kalita is the original uppity negress. You can follow on Twitter. 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. And one of the locals on Twitter. I saw the story you linked us to. I got to squeeze that in. I want to squeeze that in like on Sunday, because it was one of our fellow black men. He did something like stole crab legs or some shit.
Chicken feet, I think.
And it was like a big chicken feet theft.
Like 500 pounds or something.
Yeah, it was like a heist. And yeah, we'll cover that. That's funny, you know. I'm with it. I'm on board. So yeah, the chicken feet heist is coming. But this one was indeed Kung Fu Karen and her naked son in Walmart steal cornbread. Yeah, there you go. That's the title.
But the dog's the one who stole the cornbread.
I can't fit that much in the title.
I think Kung Fu Karen and her son being naked in Walmart is probably enough to get some clicks. Like, the cornbread is, like, the least interesting part of this entire fucking story.
I don't know, man. Some country niggas might be tuning in like, what?
Cornbread.
Cornbread. How about I steal your cornbread? Phoenix has never seen that movie yet. No. All right. Let's get the heck darn out of here. And something that we say in closing, if you're tuning in for the first time, please be as safe as possible wherever you are. And YouTube, get the fuck out of here. And podcast audio, you gotta go. I thought I had it. All right, fuck it.